Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get up, get up, get up. It's the Get Up Show.
Well, here we are. It's podcast number 80 on the Simon Says Podcast. We're part of the Get Up Show. It's Sean and Maddie here. Be sure you like and subscribe, and you can check us out on the radio station anytime you want. Go to 987simon.com, and you can listen live wherever you are. Call us, too, if you want to. 336-373-0987 is the number. Got a serious question for you.
Yep.
Do you have worms?
Not that I know of.
This is the craziest trend. There's now a TikTok trend where people are deworming themselves.
Oh, no, I heard about this. It's like, what do you eat? It's
papaya seeds.
What? Really?
You eat papaya seeds. Yeah. And they say they taste like a dry erase marker. And then...
How do you know what that is? Like it smells or like it tastes?
Yeah, it tastes the way that smells.
Okay, that makes more sense.
So you eat the papaya seeds and it's like a deworming cleanse. And so... doctors are saying, you're crazy. You don't need that unless you've been to like a third world country because you probably don't have parasites. You probably don't have worms at all. And nobody wants to see the after picture.
Oh, God.
And that's what they're doing.
Are they showing the after picture?
Yeah.
Because I have not seen that on, like, you know that I am obsessed with TikTok now and I have not seen. I have seen, do you know what a botfly is?
Oh, God, don't. No, I can't talk about that.
Okay.
That's one of those things, bro.
Oh, my God.
You're doing it.
Oh,
it's my favorite.
I can feel it all over. Oh, God.
Don't do that
for
to
everyone
me.
Everyone listening at home, he starts twitching and clutching. It's the best.
Oh, God. It's like that kale story.
I'm sorry.
Do you want me to tell a kale story? Or do you want to? Because you can't talk about those things. I can't even say the words.
No, let's just to say that needless is someone ate a salad or ate some greenery and realized that some of that greenery wasn't.
Oh, you're talking about my kale story?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I'll tell you. I'll go ahead and tell you. To act like you hadn't heard it before.
Okay. Tell me about your kale story.
I think it was at Quincy's,
the big yeast roll place,
the home of the big fat yeast roll, and he'd come dancing in, you know, and he would beg you to put butter on him, and he'd say, "Don't bite there, just kidding, go ahead." No, I'm making all that up.
This is the yeast roll guy, right?
Yeah, the yeast roll. Yeah. So I'm at Quincy's enjoying a big fat yeast roll, and I get my food, and this was, you know, I was poor, man, so Quincy's was a big deal, and I was spending big money on this, so I ate everything on the plate.
Oh, that's what it was.
Except for the kale. There was a hunk of kale on the plate.
Plate.
And it's like a garnish. This is before kale became a superfood.
That's what it was. It was the garnish.
It was, okay. You know, kale was basically garbage until we decided it was a superfood. Now, I love kale.
Yeah. No, I do too.
I do kale like greens.
Yeah, I do as well.
With some poke, do some poke rendering down in there and then put your kale in there. And then
I got my Benton's bacon that I use.
Hit it with some broth. All right. So this was before kale was cool to eat. I finished everything else on the plate. Ugh. There's a hunk of kale.
Yeah.
There on the side. And I pop it in my my mouth. And I'm like, oh, this is awful. This is like rotten, weird, dirt, filth, poop. What is this? So what's left of the kale, I look, and it's got that weird, like, generations of kale have died inside this kale, and it's like you black mud in there.
Yeah, where you get that with, like, sometimes you get that with spinach. Like, you'll be like, oh, I'm just going to throw some of this bag spinach, and then you realize, like, a couple layers had had just died on itself.
So I popped that in my mouth and immediately popped it back out. But man, that is the grossest thing I've ever done.
Okay, so that's an instant trigger for you. Obviously the bot fly was a trigger for you. You're welcome.
Yeah, and kale, you know, in certain settings is still a trigger. And that story, like I maintained pretty well. You've seen me tell that story before where I couldn't keep it together.
No, I really do enjoy it. It's funny because every once in a while you'll be on to something or something will come up. And you can tell instantly. It's the cute little dry heaves and clutches that let me know that it's a good one. Like, oh, this is going to be a good one.
Oh, God. Some things set me off, man. Like, even like when you look at the inside, what's those rocks called? Geodes?
Yeah.
Where you crack it open and it's got the pretty stuff in there?
Yeah.
Sometimes those freak me out like that, too.
Now, do you have that thing with the holes?
No, that doesn't bother me, but I don't want to talk about it because I understand. It does, you know, yeah, I kind of do.
Yeah. See that? But I bet you can't stand Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh, I can't stand it. I can't even think about it.
Because I've seen a couple of those come across the talk, and it's like, oh, dear God.
Yeah, nah. I don't even want to think about it. Don't want to talk about it.
See, I don't mind it. I kind of find it satisfying.
Dude, I know that's what people say, but you are obviously like a giant blackhead or something, or a psychopath or something.
Oh.
It's just awful. Why would anybody? And that's the thing. People say it's satisfying, and they watch it, and they giggle at it. I would set the TV on fire. I could not do it.
Yeah, I don't know. That one doesn't seem to bother. Like, I don't mind watching it. I don't think I would want to do it. I've seen some that I think are horrifying.
Well, the whole thing is, isn't it? I mean, well, to me it is.
So wait, to go back real quick on the worms thing.
Yeah.
So has anyone actually found any actual worms out of this?
Yeah, a couple. Like they claim to have, but I didn't look at their after pictures to
so you don't know. And it might have just been a handful of earthworms and like, look what came out of me.
Oh, God, dude. I remember there was a story on the Eastern Shore about a lady who got on the boat with some folks, and she said, I'm going to warn y'all, I have worms, when she got on the boat, and it ended up she really did.
Is that contagious?
No, she just,
in case something popped out?
I guess. I don't know.
Is it like a dog?
No. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Okay.
What emotional style are you in a relationship? Are you a rock or a rolling stone? There's two different relationship styles. If you're a rock, you're generally calm, not easily riled or provoked. You have a small emotional range. You tend to do the same thing when you're upset, which is usually go to a quiet place or remove yourself from the situation. If you're a rock, you tend to think before reacting emotionally. You enjoy being with others who are more emotionally out there. You provide the chill factor in a relationship. You come up with rational solutions to counter your partner's heated reactions. You mainly express anxiety by going quiet. You have trouble expressing emotions or saying how you feel. You don't like being asked to talk about your feelings. That's a rock. Are you a rock? Let me see. Or are you a rolling stone? Here's what the rolling stone does. You have a wide emotional range. You get easily and frequently upset by little things. You enjoy a bit of drama because it brings excitement. You wear your heart on your sleeve. You take things a little too personally. You sometimes react more strongly than the situation requires. You need or want a chilled out, steady partner. You're emotionally unpredictable. You find it easy to express emotion, and you can be great fun. You express anxiety in a range of external ways. That's a rolling stone. Which are you?
I would say out of the two, I am probably more rolling stone.
Yeah.
But I also have a lot of that chill factor.
You think?
Yeah, like I'm pretty much like if someone's flying, if I'm in a relationship with somebody and they're really all fired up, I try not to fire up too. At the same time,
you mean like in an angry situation?
I guess. Like, I feel like I'm always like trying to like, hey, it's cool.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I do fly off the handle sometimes for no reason.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way. Like, I have found that that's one of my biggest problems is trying not to overreact.
Yeah, you sometimes do that. Like, if we have a rare disagreement around here, I've often said to you, you're being more defensive about this than I'm coming at you with. You remember me saying that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're defending more than I care.
I get fired up. And you know what? And that's something, it's funny because that's something that I've always worked at and tried to be better at. And it's just because, and especially here at work, that there's been times when you're like you'll hear me on the phone or somebody and I'll hang up and you're like, hey, man. You think you might have taken that a little too far? And I'm like, yeah.
I don't remember those.
There's been a couple.
Oh, you mean like back in the day when we used to have to talk to you about your anger with the other people in the office?
Yeah, kind of.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah, I've been getting better. You're trying to get so better. Yeah, but I did one the other day where I was like, oh, now I feel bad. Like, I feel like I didn't handle that right. Someone asked me to do something at the end of the day. I was literally walking out. And I was like, yeah, I'm walking out. And they're like,
well... can you do it?
Yeah, I was like, I don't know, man. What, you know, is this... Anyway, I was
like...
Did
you do it?
No.
You didn't?
Well,
that's not like you.
They got back to me and said, we don't need you to do it. And I was like, great.
I was already in the car.
But then I feel bad because I was like, I should have been like, sure, go for it. Let's find this, you know.
Yeah.
I thought, because then I thought, what would Sean do? And you would have done it no matter what because that's the right thing to do. But I was like, literally, like, I don't want to do this. Anyway.
Yeah, you know what? I tend to not say no, and it's for me. It's not for anybody else. I don't say no because I never expect to hear it. You know?
Yeah, I know. And I tend to say no, and then that's where I find that I'm defending too much.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't say no, but when I hear it, it's like, "What do you mean?" I've always done anything that's asked of me, and you're saying no, I don't understand. So maybe I'm really setting myself up for disappointment by doing that. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I would say out of both those examples, though, I like to think of myself as a Rolling Stone who is working on some of his rolling issues.
So you're a Rolling Stone that sometimes rocks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the anger thing, you've really come along over the last decade and a half. It's really starting... You're really starting to come.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm finally getting the hang of this thing.
15 years later. You know, he seems to be getting this.
Yeah. No, well, I think it was after one of the times where you told me that the big boss said, hey, what's his problem?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I should probably watch this.
Oh, my God. And then we had one. You don't even know about this one. We had a meeting.
Oh, neat.
And you didn't want to be there at all. You made that clear before the meeting. And then during the meeting, you made it clear that you didn't want to be there.
Oh.
By crossing your arms and frowning and staring at the wall.
I know
the
exactly what you're
meeting.
Talking about.
And the people who were in the meeting with us came to me later and said, what the hell was wrong with him? Did I do something? Did I smell bad? Did I say something out of line? I just wish I knew what I did. I was like, nah, man, he's a Yankee.
Yeah, which is a nice answer when it really was that was the dumbest meeting of all time and that I had no idea why I was there because I brought nothing to the meeting.
You brought a weird vibe.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You made people uncomfortable at the meeting.
Done.
You might as well not had pants on.
Hey, I didn't get invited back.
Next time. Do you know, when's the last time you hit a buffet?
Oh, it's been, I don't see it happening again for a while either, but it's been a long time.
You know, the buffets are open.
Like, that doesn't matter.
A buddy of mine works down at the coast, and I don't think they ever really stopped. The way he was talking, he was like piling on the popcorn scrimps like for most of the lockdown time, I think. So I don't know how to get around it, but they say... If you want to eat a buffet, if you want to eat from a buffet, there's a way to do it and not gain a ton of weight.
Okay.
The number one thing, what they did is they got a bunch of people who were a healthy weight and they watched them for a whole year. They ate at buffets and they weighed them at the beginning of this. All right, now go eat at a buffet. Here's some coupons. Go eat at a buffet all you want for
an entire year.
For a year, all you want. And when they came back the year later and they did the measurements and the weights and stuff, the people who ate a lot of fatty foods, like, you know, fried chicken and pork chops, whatever, like dense processed foods, fatty foods, they didn't gain a whole lot of weight. They were fine. They said that the number one thing that makes people get fat off of a buffet is when you eat too many sweets. If you hit that dessert buffet too much. So I would never have guessed that.
See, my thing is that if I have this many options, like especially if you go somewhere that's got like four different kinds of proteins or like, you know, five, six different sides to choose from.
Yeah.
And no one's saying you can only pick one.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I'll have a little of that.
Just
a little of that. And yeah. But a lot of times it ends up with my little bit being way more than it needs to be. So, I mean, I will definitely say that I have a problem. And then, you know, the one I think of is the O'Henry in Greensboro does like a breakfast thing for guests. And like my parents will stay there sometimes when they were in town. And it's great.
They do a buffet?
Yeah, it's like a little mini buffet.
You don't do the room service when you stay there?
No. This was our thing because we would come and see them and then we would all get breakfast together.
Huh.
But I'll be like, I'll have the eggs and I'll have some pancakes and I'll have some sausage and some bacon.
Well, why wouldn't you?
But that's the thing.
But don't do the pastries and the sweets and stuff
too
and you're fine.
Too late.
You know, you just reminded me, there's a place in Richmond called the Jefferson. You ever been to the Jefferson?
Sounds familiar.
OMG. They have a breakfast/brunch buffet that has everything on it. I mean, if you're thinking breakfast that includes rare prime rib and raw oysters on the half shell, that's what they have.
Obviously.
Oh, it's nuts.
Yeah, but see, that would be the thing. I would have to get both. Like,
do it. That's what it's there for, man.
Yeah, but that's the problem.
That's why God gave you a buffet.
God.
You know?
Then next thing you know, you're just drinking out of that chocolate fountain.
Being asked to leave. No, sir, you take the chocolate fountain with you. We don't want that anymore.
It's forever unclean.
Got your mouth on it. The last buffet I went to was Pizza Inn in Henderson, which is, they look at you crazy if you don't get the buffet.
Yeah.
Like if you order a pizza, they're like, huh? What? What do we do? I did that. I ordered some to-go pizzas, and it was like they didn't know what in the world to do about that because they're used to just cutting them into little bitty pieces and putting them on the buffet. So you notice when you go in there, there's people that camp out, like the family. I've seen them in there twice. Like I go every few years, and I've seen the same family two times in infrequently as I go. They were there both times, and they're a little bit big, you know. They're a little bit large, so they sit very close.
They're a thicker milkshake.
Yes.
And they're a hearty stock.
Look, here's how the time passed. And they've got the stack of dirty plates on their table where they've just been going back and forth. Every time they put a pizza out, they're up there getting slices and eating, putting on dirty plates in the stack. It's like, oh, my God. The time before last when I saw them, they had a baby on the table in a car seat. The most recent time I saw him,
they ate the baby. Oh, God. They got carried away.
The most recent time I saw him, that baby was now walking.
Oh, neat. Oh, yeah. This is really nice that you can share with the life moments that they're having.
Yeah, at the Pizza Inn buffet. Now she can go get me my dessert pizza.
Well, that's funny that you say that because one of the last actual buffets that I remember, other than like Golden Corral, but was, I used to love when we were talking about the Pizza Hut cups that were for sale.
Yeah, the red cups.
That was one of the things. We would go for the pizza buffet and just kill that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to love Pizza Hut pizza.
Do you remember how many pieces you used to get? Because I thought about this. You know, they used to both have a buffet. And they're generally smaller pieces, but I would get like six or seven per trip. You know, no problem. And eat all of that.
Oh, yeah.
God, I can't do that now. I just could not do it.
I can't.
If I had to.
I hate myself for it.
There's a thing out now about people who take pictures of food and never eat it. Like 40% of food pictures that you see online, nobody ate that.
You know, it's so rare that I'll take a picture. It's funny because I did it the other night at dinner and my wife was like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, I'm sending this to Sean. And so the only time I'll do it is if it's something that I made, because you do it to me.
Yeah.
Like you'll take a picture of something that you made and send it to me.
If it's impressive or
yeah,
something.
For the most part. I mean, I'm not sending you every meal,
yeah.
But it's like, at restaurants.
You send me that pork chop in your cereal.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sent me a luxurious pork chop atop some grape nuts.
It's not at all. But yeah, I think that's weird because that all goes back to that social media, like Instagram famous, like the whole thing. Like, you know, like we'll say, oh, when Charlie says, you know, we're foodies. I don't like that term because it makes me think of the people who are out at restaurants and always take, like, their entire feed is nothing but pictures of food.
But you're not a foodie if you're taking the picture and then not eating it. That makes me wonder what happened.
Well, that's even weirder.
What happened to that? And clearly they're not the people who take the picture of the food and then take a picture of the smeared up plate at the end. Unless it's like, okay, there's a picture of the food. Now throw that in the trash and give me the dirty plate so I can take my follow-up picture.
Well, what I think it is that they're trying to seem cooler and more adventurous by taking pictures of crazier, more out there food. And they like say, you know, that'd be like, say you got a giant plate of calamari or something. And I'm like, oh, and there's no way. But I know I'd be a lot cooler taking a picture of that than my chicken fingers.
So in your theory, people are walking through the place taking pictures of other people's food to post?
Or maybe it's just whoever they're with had the more adventurous meal and they're trying to make themselves look cooler. I don't know. Like, hey, I'm ordering a Happy Meal, but you got, you know, some sort of fancy fish dish. It's like,
here's another one. There's a lady who can't get in her own house because influencers are taking selfies of her house. They stand in front of her house and take pictures because it's pink. She painted her house pink during the lockdown.
Oh, no, everyone wants a picture with their pink house?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's been so bad that she can't get into her house. Like, she can't get in her driveway because there's influencers there lined up to take pictures of themselves with her pink house. She's having to wait for them to get out of the way to go home.
That's cute. I would not be waiting. Have you ever heard when someone puts a train horn on their car?
Yeah.
Like I would be doing that in a heartbeat.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Oh, it is amazing.
She says, I try not to walk towards my house until I know they haven't noticed me, because if it was the other way around, I think I'd die of embarrassment.
Okay, now, stop right there. You painted your house pink.
Yeah.
Like, there's a certain thing. It's like if I was to wear a shirt with a really crazy saying on it, and then be upset that everyone's stopping me and saying about my shirt.
True.
You know, when you do something, like, it's like when somebody, like, oh, you do it for the attention. It's like, there is part of you, like, you know, I shaved half my head and the other half is green and everyone wants to look at you. And then you're like, I don't like that people are looking at me. It's like, well, look what you did.
Yeah, she could fix that real easy. Just paint that house.
Yeah, she did it. And it's like the fact that, like, I'm so embarrassed by it. It's like, well, why did you do it? What did you think was going to happen?
Paint it silver.
Paint it invisible.
Ooh, now that would
painted
be cool.
Look like it's a house painted on the house. It's a different house.
Hey, wait a minute. Where's my house?
This isn't my
house. It was here when I left.
Whose house is this?
Did you hear about Stephen Dorff?
No.
That's a name you don't hear very much anymore.
No, God, no.
Do you know he's only 47?
Really?
Yeah, I thought he was older than us. Well, that's your age. I thought he was older than me.
No, that's like exactly my age. He was in Blade.
He did an interview. And they were talking about, you know, how he chooses the roles that he has, which I can't tell you a recent one he did that TV show, Sheriff or Deputy or whatever. He looked good in that. I love Dorff. I want Dorff to win. You know?
Oh, no. Yo, he was in in the last season of True Detective. He was actually really good.
Ah.
He what? He was with the dude whose name I can't say.
Try it.
Mahershala Ali.
Oh, he's great. So he said when he's choosing roles, I still hunt out the good stuff because I don't want to be in Black Widow. It looks like garbage to me.
Oh,
it looks like a bad video game. I'm embarrassed for those people. I'm embarrassed for Scarlett Johansson.
Okay, slow down, Dorff.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Dorff, come on, man. That's some strong words for a dude who, you know.
Look, I saw Black Widow. I've actually seen it twice.
Really?
Do I think it was going to win any Oscars? No. Do I think there were things that I would have changed? Yes. But do I also love Marvel movies and I think it's perfect for what it is? Yeah. I love that idea of, like, I would be embarrassed if it was me. Well, guess what? You didn't have to worry about that.
Yeah. You weren't asked to be in it. And if you were, you'd have several million more dollars and I think your embarrassment would go away.
How about the fact that Scarlett Johansson was suing Disney?
Yeah.
Because they went straight to, they did a dual release, which is something that happened. Somebody else just did something with that. Oh, Mark Wahlberg's pissed because he of the same issue.
But don't they know that? I mean, that's what's going on right now.
But then the thing was, it was like it's written in their contract that they can, you know, like their money is based off of box office sales and not, which is kind of, you know, kind of shady, but not like I get it. And, you know, I love that, you know, arguing over here's somebody who's making millions of dollars.
Yeah.
But it's still, I get it. You know, like if you're guaranteed to make a certain amount of money and then they change it up. But I thought that was interesting that she took on the mouse and was like, yo.
They'll make that go away. They'll pay her and make that go away.
Oh, there's 100%.
No chance. You were talking about the Pizza Hut cups, which are so cool. You can't break them. And I told you when we were talking about what the Pizza Hut merch, I went online and found the merch store.
Did you really buy that?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah. Pizza Hut tracksuit with the red and white checks on it.
I'm impressed.
Who's the guy that does the commercials? I know him as Daryl from The Office, but I can never think
Craig
of...
Craig Robinson.
Craig Robinson. Love Craig Robinson.
Yeah, he's great.
And he wears them in the commercials.
Yeah, he does.
I would like to think that mine's going to be just like that.
They've been doing a lot of retro, like the whole logo and the look and everything. They're going back to that old school look.
Everybody wants nostalgia.
You really bought that.
Yeah.
I am so jealous. Like, that's something I would do, and yet you did it.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
Now,
you're not going to wear it to work.
No,
you have to.
Of course not. I can't wear something like that to work, man. You see how I dress.
I know, but that's what would be so cool.
It'd shock the world. Nah, that's more of a nights and weekends type of clothing item.
All right. Will you send a picture?
When I'm on my other job.
Can you post your OnlyFans account?
Yeah. This is going to cost extra.
Hey.
But yeah, man, you know, there'll be photos and stuff. Don't be too jealous. It was $100.
I know, but that's the kind of thing, like I was saying about how around that same time was when, so Hooters was doing their big, because it was Chicken Wing Day, so they did a bunch of merch.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things they did was a chicken wing pillow. And I was saying to you about how, what I liked about it was it looked wet. Like, it looked so real, like that. You could see the glisten of the buffalo sauce.
Yeah. Yeah, it comes with sauce so you can touch it up. Like if you...
A side pillow of blue cheese or ranch,
yeah,
depending on what you want.
But you got to keep resaucing that pillow to keep that sheen up. That's what it is. You take it back with you as you go. You go back.
You go back to resauce.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm here to resauce my pillow.
They'll dunk it for you one more time.
But yeah, I've seen stuff like that before. And there's certain times where I'm like, oh, I think that would be super rad, but... I'm really into this idea of the tracksuit.
Yeah, well, get one, man. You got $100. You're rich. Everybody knows you're rich.
I am not.
Throw money like
you.
Confetti. Who cares?
I'm doing better.
Have you heard about American Pickers? What's going on with American Pickers?
No, only that one of the guys isn't on it anymore or something.
Frank, the little guy with the beard. Frank is no longer.
I thought you hated that show.
Oh, I hate them like poison.
Yeah,
oh, they're just rip off dirt bags. They go and they find these poor old people, and the show is a setup too, by the way.
Yeah,
because they have scouts who will go out. My buddy Big Fig on the Eastern Shore knows all about it because they've talked to him several times about coming and picking his place. But he does this for a living. You know, he's on eBay all night posting antiques and collecting his money. Then he gets up in the morning, like at 11-ish, and then goes to his shop and opens that up till 5 or 6, and then repeat. And he's always done this for a living.
And they try to come in and be like, hey, I see you got this stuff. I don't think it's worth anything, but, you know.
Oh, but what they do is they send out scouts first who find all the stuff that's worth showing on TV. And they'll put it in places where when those two guys are digging through a shed or whatever, they put it where they can get to it.
Got it.
You know, it's all a setup. And then the thing that drives me nuts is when they'll say, oh, this is kind of a little bit of rust on it. Would you do $100? And the guy's like crying and wiping the tears and the snot off his face.
Yeah,
and
okay, you're not just crying, but why? Because it was something like it was a family heirloom. It was the last thing his dad ever gave to him or something.
Yeah.
Like he has this crazy emotional thing. That was one of the things you used to say. It was like, yeah, your dead father gave it to you. The last thing he said before he dies, take this truck.
Yeah, and then they just give him $100 and they pack that on their truck and high five and laugh down the road.
Yeah.
God, I hate those guys.
It's worth like $6,000.
Yeah,
you know?
And he's gotten better. The one guy, I think his name is Mike, the tall guy, he's gotten better at that. Like if somebody will say, give me $50, he's like, oh, no, it's worth more than that. I'll give you 52. So he's getting a little bit better. But anyway, Frank, the little guy, is no longer on the show. And Danielle, who was one of their people who worked at the shop and would call them.
Is that the tattoo lady?
Yeah, the tattoo lady. Who, by the way, she left the show a few years ago to pursue her burlesque career.
That's okay. I remember seeing that.
Yeah, I know you did. You did a Google image search.
I did not.
Danielle, American Pickers.
I saw it was for the show. I did it for the show.
So she came out with a statement that says, you know, she has nothing but love for Frank, but he was hurting people. He was hurting himself. He was putting himself in a position to hurt himself and others. And it became a toxic situation for everybody. I'm like, what? What did he do? I got to know what he did because he's like the sidekick. I can't imagine.
That sounds drinky.
Does it sound drinky or druggy? I think it might be druggy.
Yeah, that sounds a little bit like someone might have gotten on the sauce or something.
Maybe. I don't know.
You know who I hate just as much as those guys is the pawn shop guys.
Oh, my God. I'll give you $20 if that'll help you out.
Yeah, it's always
I got to,
like,
sell this.
Like, they'll even bring somebody in. It's like, oh, yeah, that really is like the actual Declaration of Independence. Well, you know, it's a little smoky. it's real old. I'll give you $100.
It's got a couple wrinkles on it.
I was really hoping to get $1 million. Well, I'll give you $20 and a ham sandwich. It's best I can do.
This guy we know, Dr. Gary Heller, who works for our company, was on Pawn Stars.
Oh, really?
Selling putt-putt golf balls. He was trying to sell his collection of putt-putt golf balls because they're European, and in Europe, miniature golf is way more serious than it is here.
Yeah.
And they have different sizes and different weights of balls depending on the shot. And he had this case with every kind of European miniature golf ball in it.
That's crazy. But, you know, it's so weird to do something like that on, like, a show like that, where now with the internet, it's like there's got to be a main line to some other actual putt-putt.
Yeah, but you don't get on TV that way, man. You got to go over there and get on TV at the pawn shop.
Hey!
Well, he ended up not selling it to him. I think he wanted $600 for his golf balls.
They offered him 10.
They offered him like $50. I can't remember. He was like, well, for that, I'll just keep these and take them with me. But those guys are a total ripoff.
I saw one guy was trying to sell Excalibur, I think. Another guy had the Ark of the Covenant. I don't know.
Real live dinosaur.
Here's Jimmy Hoffa.
I'll give you $50 if that'll help
Jimmy
you out.
Hoffa. Okay. Can't validate it.
Hey, listen, thanks so much for hanging out with us. Remember what we told you. No sweets on the buffet, and don't eat that kale garnish.
No. At least look at it before you put it in your mouth.
Be sure that you like and subscribe. And, oh, you know what? We didn't do the phone calls this week. We'll do them next week.
Oh, no. Okay.
Don't worry.
Wait for her.
We'll do them next week when Charlie's back because she loves them. You don't like them, but she loves them.
I wouldn't say I don't like them.
What would you say?
I say I don't care for her.
Okay. Yeah, that's different. So if you'd love to be part of the podcast or the show, call us anytime at 336-373-0987. We got Bet You Won't Play It Friday coming soon. We play actual requests on the radio, and we would love to hear from you at any time. Do you have a final thought over there, Maddie?
No, I don't know what Dorf's problem is. I want to see what Steven Dorf's bringing to the table in his next movie.
All right. 1 week from now, we'll see if we can do this again next time.
Bye. Get up, get up, get up. It's a Get Up Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.